Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. Welcome to this Sunday morning. You got up early, and one of the first things you did was you made a smart decision, and that is to listen to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. And like Josh said, as he says every Sunday morning, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who's that? Well, that's you. That's your parents. That's your kids, right? Because either you're working, you have worked, and perhaps you're retired, or at some point you're going to join the workforce. We're all intertwined. Most of us need an income so that we can pay our bills or live the lifestyle that we're accustomed to. So we work, and we work hard. In this show, we give you tips and guidance to help you to be more effective and productive. And I'll tell you where, doggone it, I've skinned my knees in my career. I talk about where I've taken a left, where I should have taken a right. And I don't tell you all these things to beat myself up. I share these stories with you. And also, I give you the solutions, what I should have done to have avoided the pitfall or maybe stayed on the right course. I tell you these things so that you can, and you can avoid it, and you can stay on the course, and you'll be successful and productive in your careers. And each week, I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people on the show with me today. And today is no different. And I'm going to introduce you to my guest in just a few minutes. But first, as I do every morning, I like to tell you a little bit of a story. And I hope that all of you, if you're not following me yet, follow me on the internets and on the social media, because I'm on InstaFace and Twitter and all that good stuff. You know, Instagram. You guys are laughing at me in here. But go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and follow me. Go to LinkedIn. I'm not only Pete the Job Guy, I'm Pete Langlois, LANGLOIS, and link in with me. What's the value in that? Well, every week through my social media, I put out little bits of guidance and tips that are going to help you through the day. You know, and every day there's something that comes out, because we're pretty prolific in what we have. My marketing person tells me, I need more Pete-isms. Give me a Pete-ism. And I send it to him, and he puts it a nice aesthetic and makes it look good, and it goes out there. And a lot of people like it. They share what I have to say. And, you know, there's a lot of comments that say, Pete, this helped me today. And I'm going to read one that I wrote during the week, and I'm going to talk about it just a little bit and relate it to our lives. And it said, do something special for someone special today. It takes, what, 5 minutes? Yeah, you got this. Go on, do it. So think about that. Do something special for someone special. And a lot of my tips, and this is no rocket science here, but it's a matter, I put it out there, and I did it. I do it personally, and I do it professionally. And I thought, well, what can you do professionally to show someone that they're special? And usually that involves appreciation. So how can you show sincere appreciation, not manufactured appreciation? How can you show that at work? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, getting somebody flowers or a personal gift might seem, you know, a little weird or whatever. So what are some of the things you do? And I'll tell you, you know, and there's no shortage of information out on the internets. All you got to do is go out there and Google, what can I do? And I did this, but I think about my personal life. One of the big things I do, number one, is I get a card that says thank you. And you know, if you go to the store right now and you go to the card section, there are so many cards to choose from, and they're all categorized, you know, happy Mother's Day, happy birthday, happy anniversary, appreciation, thank you cards. And you go in, and just by the sheer amount, the volume, there's one in there that's pretty personalized to the specific thank you that you're going to give to somebody. Find one that kind of has the message, the gist of the message that you want to tell this person that you appreciate them, but also include a little handwritten note that says, and as specific as you can be, I want to thank you for going the extra effort, going the extra mile on this project. It was your efforts that helped us to achieve X. Or thank you for doing this. Or just thank you for cheering me up. But the more specific you can be, and keep it short and brief, and then you can talk about it a little later after you give the card. But it goes a long, long way. It's very inexpensive, and it takes, what, 5 minutes, just like it said. Another thing you can do, and this is something that not a lot of people do, but consider it. Let's say it's a coworker that went the extra mile. But a lot of times you're the unsung hero. You know, people don't always get the appreciation and the thank yous and the professional rewards that go along with the extra effort. So you as a coworker could go to the boss. You write an unsolicited recommendation on this person and say, you know, dear boss, I want to let you know that Josh, our producer, went the extra mile. It was through his efforts that the quality of our show was greatly improved. You may or may not have observed Josh when he did this or that. And you're just specific, but you write that recommendation. And there's two schools of thought on what you do with it. I mean, you certainly send it to the boss. But some people even recommend taking that letter, walking up to Josh and just say, hey, I just want you to see I gave this to our boss and let this person know. Now, it might be a little bit self-glorifying. You know, there's a way that, wait a second, I might be patting myself on the back or looking for something. It might just be, I'd rather just send it. And let everything happen organically from there. But some people recommend that you print it and show Josh that you wrote that. And I'm only going to get into one more. I have a whole list of things you can do because some involve, you know, spending money and, you know, you buy somebody lunch or get them a spa day, lottery tickets. I saw one time we gave away scratch-off tickets to people who had the most productivity in our office for the week. And David won, and he scratched it off and immediately won $1,000. And it was like, whoa, David, woo, you're buying. But, you know, the very last one that I'm going to talk about is one that gets overlooked. And if you want to recognize somebody for something that they're good at, ask for their advice or their opinion on what it is that they're good at. It demonstrates that you value their opinion. You value them and their advice. Just consulting them is a good way to show that you appreciate them and that you value them. Okay, pretty soon here, I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I want you to know that most of the things that make someone special feel special at work bleed over into your personal life, and I would highly recommend that you strongly consider periodically doing something special for that someone special in your personal life as well. As I told you folks, each week I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people on, and today I have the world-famous, semi-world-famous, Dr. Kim Bynum. Woo-hoo! Welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Yes, you know, I should say welcome back because you came back. You came here before and we had so much doggone fun and you shared so much great information about Navigate a Woman's Tribe and other things that I said, well, we're not done. We have to get you back on the show. What I'd like for you to start off is tell us about you. You've had a wonderful, thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you.
But you've had such a wonderful career. Tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, Pete, you introduced me as Dr. Kim Bynum, but actually, I'm just a Florida girl, and Florida girl from Polk County, Florida, Lakeland,
to be
exactly. Yes, total country girl. And after 21 years in the Navy, as you mentioned and alluded to, my family and I decided to plant here in Jacksonville. As you know, this is a wonderful place for a former military to transition with tons of career opportunities. And so my husband is military. He was a Marine. Yeah, there you go. And then in 2013, we transitioned here, decided to plant. And I had a couple of careers, started out with City of Jacksonville in the Department of Military Affairs, and then moved over to the Medical Examiner's Office, which was amazing. And then I had some GI Bill money left, so I decided to use that up and got my doctorate in economics. Ooh. And became a professor. So taught at Jacksonville University in DeVry, and then decided that corporate life and doing all that teaching was just not exciting enough. Decided to become an entrepreneur. So now I'm a business owner and own my own business, Kim Bynum Consulting. But just like a lot of people these days, I have a side hustle and a side gig that I am super passionate about, and that is Navigate a Woman's Tribe.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I've busy around town, and I attend a lot of different events, and Kim, I've seen you as a dynamic public speaker at a number of different events. You're a very sought-after speaker, right?
I like to speak, and I will talk anywhere they let me. So sought after, I guess we could say that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us all about, you know, Navigate a Woman's Tribe. What is it? And let's get into right into that.
Awesome. Sure. So basically, Navigate a Woman's Tribe. So what is that? We are basically a community of women here in Jax, obviously, but thanks to social media and the internet, we're growing, not just here in Jax, but we're a group of women that are serious about growing our business, but also serious about having fun while we're doing it. And the tribe is basically a group of women that we offer actionable, do-it-yourself tools and training to help grow you personally and professionally in a really supportive, authentic environment. And the end result is we help you chart your course and navigate yourself to successful business.
Well, that sounds awesome. What kind of women make up the tribe?
One of the things that I love the best about Navigate is the diversity. It's all kinds of women, but focusing on the kind of women that you'll meet and see at our different events and you'll see on our social media, it's everybody from the solopreneur, the new businesswoman that's like, this is crazy and overwhelming. How do I start? What do I need to do? To a small business owner that is established and growing and is just looking for some extra tips and help, to the subject matter expert. The woman that's there, she's got her seven-figure business established and she's got her hand out to help the next generation of business owners that are working hard.
Got it. Well, there's other women's networking groups out there. What makes you and yours unique?
I will say we get that question a lot because especially when we do our summits and our networking events, there's tons and tons of things going on in Jacksonville. And again, that's why I love being here and why we planted here. And so we get asked the question often, what makes Navigate a Woman's Tribe different? Why should I come to your event or why should I come speak at your event compared to somewhere else? And April Caldwell, I want to mention that because she is, without her, I can do nothing. She is my yin to my yang. She completes me and all those other things. What April and I really strive for in our events are two things that we believe make us very different. The first is when I focused on the actionable items and the do-it-yourself part of navigating your map to road to business success. Bottom line is all of our speakers, all of our training is focused on takeaways, action items, things that you implement immediately. This isn't a rah-rah, feel-good, cheerleader type of women's group.
I see a lot of those, and not to interrupt, but I see a lot where you go... You get a shot in the arm, like a skill transfusion. And then based on one meeting, you think it's going to transform your life. There's not a whole lot of follow up or what's next after that. Yours differs that way.
We call it sort of the motivation, the rah-rah, the fluff. And so you feel all hyped up and you're ready to walk out the door and you're feeling fantastic. But then there's the question of, okay, now what? What am I supposed to do? And so you don't have anything to do. You don't have anything tangible. You don't have anything action-oriented. And, you know, April and I are a product of all of these types of networking events and summits. We've grown our own businesses. And so what we did was we would go to events and we would feel pumped up and motivated and then didn't have anything to do. And so we said, we're going to do our own. We're going to do it better. And that's all we did was take all of those things that we wanted to see in a group, in a tribe, and make ours that.
Oh, that's so exciting. So let's get into this. What exactly do you do?
So, right. And I think that's a fair question. It's kind of like, how exactly do I plug in? What does this mean? It sounds so esoteric, the tribe, which I totally, you know, stole that from popular books and Simon Sinek and all those great people and Malcolm Gladwell. But what we do is, if you're in Jacksonville, it's fantastic because Navigate has monthly events and they're called Trailblazers. You can go to Eventbrite and type in Trailblazers on the last Tuesday of the month, where you find like-minded women. We get together and April and I curate. We find the subject matter experts in all kinds of different areas so that wherever you're at on your journey, it will apply to you. For example, Tuesday, October 29th is our next Trailblazer event. We have Steph from Borrowed Babes, and she's going to talk about don't be the 1980s shoulder pads of your niche. So whatever you... I love that.
I do. Came and went.
Came and went.
Blink of an eye.
And so we all in our businesses, we have our niche, we have our market that we serve, and we all know that trends and markets change and are constantly emerging. And so Steph's going to talk about how to remain relevant in constantly changing markets and industries and all of that. So, and you know you're going to leave with a worksheet, an actionable item, something to take away to help you stay relevant in changing times. So those are the kinds of things as those monthly events. Obviously, we have our summit, which we just had our annual summit, yes, in September. And the next one's already booked. So it's coming September 2020. Be on the lookout. We also, what we try to do as well is take our subject matter experts and promote their workshops, their events. For example, Karen Barnes Rivera is an amazing marketing person. She teamed up to collaborate with April, and they just had a fantastic marketing four-hour event at crazy prices where you could come, and if you're along that journey, that spectrum where you need help with your marketing, bam, you're there. So we try to promote, collaborate, and curate all of these subject matter experts to help you so that you can grow your business.
Well, in each component of it has a different relevant topic that all together you walk away with some real concrete things that you're going to do differently to either your business is going to evolve or whatever the concept is for each one. It hits a specific point that's going to help people, the attendees and the tribe that are there. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know what? Real quick, hang around for just a second. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
All right. Welcome back, hard workers. I love that commercial. That was done by somebody that I deeply respect. All right, Kim, you do a podcast with April. Okay. Tell me about this podcast. And what is it? It's professionally obnoxious. So tell me about that.
So April and I, when we get together, I have to say the dynamic is super unique and super fun. And obviously, we do a lot of events together. We both speak separately, but this story is funny because it just evolved. It just happened. This whole podcast and the name just evolved from one of our tribe. So we were coking and joking somewhere, laughing, being silly. And you can see the picture when you go look at the podcast, Professionally Obnoxious, that was taken of us on the stage together. And one of our tribe said, "You guys are hilarious. You need to have your own show." And we were like, haha, that's funny, you know, whatever. But whenever April hears something like that, sort of like when I said we should do our own summits and expos because we could do them a lot better, she was like, wow, maybe we should do that. And so she started talking to the person about doing a show, and then the name came from a tribe member. And the point of it is, Professionally Obnoxious is a podcast that April and I started. Again, it's right in line with everything else that we do. The point is to curate subject matter experts, bring forth content with action items to help you along your journey. And so if you go to Professionally Obnoxious, which you can find on Spotify and Stitcher and all that, you can, and some of them on our Facebook page as well, you can see that there's a variety of topics. We talked about everything from career transition to bringing subject matter experts on about, you know, creating your last will and testament to organizing your life. I mean, it's just meant to, like you said before, Pete, wherever you're at along in your journey, whether you need motivation, whether you need personal stuff, whether you need some specific wicket in your business, that's what our podcast is about. But we don't take ourselves too seriously in the delivery. The content is fantastic and A+. The delivery of it, you're never going to be bored and you're never going to know quite what's going to happen and which one of us will be the obnoxious one, April or Kim, although April says it's usually me.
I have a hard time believing that.
I know. Kim. You've met April. You know.
Yes. All right. Let's do a couple things. Let's get some contact information out there. We have Professionally Obnoxious, which is definitely the podcast, and I highly recommend everybody listen to that. You'll have a good time doing it. You'll get good information. You'll be entertained and have some fun. How can people reach you on social media, learn more about your programs?
I love it. And I loved how you called Instagram InstaFace. That's what I feel like when I'm talking to my daughter about social media. But you can find us wherever you like to hang out on social media. Our webpage is www.navigatewomenstribe.com, where the women is spelled with an E. On Facebook, just look up Navigate a Woman's Tribe. We'd love for you to join that group. There's some fantastic content. You can find out about all of our upcoming events. And then finally on InstaFace, also known as Instagram, for those of you in the know, you can find us there on Trailblazers Rise. Trailblazers Rise, R-I-Z. R-I-S-E.
Oh, wait, I hear the music. That music is telling us right now that we're about to play Lightning Round. Woo! We have our producer, Josh McCarthy. Welcome, Josh.
Welcome, me.
He's so cute.
You and Kim right now about ready to go Lightning Round. I haven't told you anything about it. Lightning Round is true and false today, and it's true and false, and the topic is men and women. I'm going to ask a question, true or false, and you just answer it. The first person who gets to three correct is the winner for today. Okay, we'll start with our guest, Kim. Kim Bynum. True or false? Men lie more often than women.
False.
True. According to a recent survey commissioned by the Science Museum of London, on average, men tell three lies per day, or roughly 1,092 per year. Women say they only tell two lies. Well, that might be a lie in itself. But one wrong.
That's
Josh.
What I'm wondering, the honesty of the poll itself.
Right. Josh, true or false? Women have a more sophisticated palate than men.
True.
That is true. Yes, it says another recent survey states that women have more taste buds than men. Because of evolution, blah, blah, blah. I won't get into all the specifics, but that is true. So 1-0, Josh. Kim, true or false? Oh. Men handle conflict at work better than women.
Heck no.
You are correct. It is false. Bing, 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 bing. Men do not handle conflict. Look around.
That's why Kim Bynum Consulting stays in business.
Right? There you go. The answer is false, and I won't give you all the scientific study behind it, but it is now 1-1. Josh.
Hit me.
You ready for this one?
True.
Women are actually better at reading maps than men.
True.
False.
What? Oh, no way.
Men are actually better at reading maps than women. They have a thing called a hippocampus, that part of the brain that helps with direction, and men have more established.
Well, it lights up better than a man's?
Hippocampus. I don't know. It's our hippocampus. Okay.
Got it.
Kim.
We have the rhinocampus.
For the lead. Okay. Gosh, I don't have my glasses. Oh, men are better tippers than women. True or false?
Depends on what the waitress looks like.
Good answer.
I'm going to say.
In general.
False.
That's let's see. Men are better tippers than women. It is false.
Oh, so women are better.
Oh, wait, no.
Dang
women.
It.
Women. Oh, yeah.
Josh,
yeah.
Don't help him.
Yeah, you're right. You're correct. Okay. Josh, men need more sleep than women.
Wait. What was the real answer? Was I right or wrong?
Okay. It said men are better tippers than women. True or false? True. According to a study conducted by researchers at the Women's Philanthropy Institute at the Indiana University, blah, blah, blah. Men are better tippers than women.
Well, there you go.
Wow, Josh, you're
so
killing
false,
me.
Right?
Can I say?
So what's the score right now? We have still
I'm
1-1.
By two.
Are you 3-1?
I'm losing by two. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. You're better at math.
Okay, so this right here would be for the win, Josh. Men need more sleep than women?
I said true.
Okay, and it's false.
Oh, man.
Yeah, women need more sleep.
Oh,
Kim,
man.
Came for the tie. Men's brains are smaller than women's. True or false?
True.
False. Women's brains are roughly 8% smaller, but it doesn't matter. Their intelligence is still the exact same.
There we go.
Yeah, women have bigger heads, I guess men do. So, Josh, this is whoever gets the next one right wins. Okay, women use their smartphones more than men. True or false?
I would say true.
It is true.
I would say true.
Yeah. So we both get it right.
We both get it right.
Yeah.
Go,
Josh.
Hey, Pete, true or false?
What's that?
This radio host forgot his glasses today.
Yeah, that is true. I did forget my glasses. I'm trying to read questions and holding my thing. All right, Kim, you've been an outstanding guest. One more time, contact information for people to reach you.
All right. You can reach us, please, on Facebook at Navigate a Woman's Tribe or on Instagram at Trailblazers Rise.
All right. Well, that music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV. Do the hustle. Welcome back, all you hard workers. If you missed the first part of the show, shame on you. Get up earlier. Set your alarm. This is too important to miss, doggone it. This show, you know, we give career advice and tips to help you to be more effective and productive in your careers. And let's see, if you missed the first part, no worries. I had Kim Bynum on, and she is fantastic, and that is one you will want to hear. She told us all about Navigate a Woman's Tribe, her podcast, which is Professionally Obnoxious, that she does with April Caldwell. But you can go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. I post my shows there each episode every week after it airs. I put the podcast up on Monday or Tuesday on PeteTheJobGuy.com. You'll see, you can see this week's and every week's, and you'll see a picture of me and Kim up there and what we talked about. You can click on it and listen to the show in its entirety. So if you missed it, come on, guys, don't miss them anymore, but you can go back and listen to it in its entirety at PeteTheJobGuy.com. Guys, you know that's who I am, Pete the Job Guy, but my real name is Pete Langlois, and I've run successful staffing businesses for over 20 years. Where? Right here in doggone Jacksonville, in the 904, and I've been here since BTC. What's BTC? Well, that's before the town center. I've been here a long time. I've seen Jacksonville grow, and I've helped grow the businesses. You know, if you right now, let's say you're a business owner or you're a manager at a business, a leader, and you need qualified talent and you're posting your ads or you're not able to find the talent or you just can't get it fast enough. Because sometimes you post an ad and you'll get 300 applicants and someone's got to talk to all those people to find the one that's the most qualified. And you might not necessarily have the time to invest. So you reach out to a staffing partner that helps you to find qualified talent. And that's me. I'm Pete the Job Guy, Pete Langlois. You just go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. And you can, when you first go to it, you'll have three choices. One will say, are you looking for qualified talent? One will say, you know, are you looking for a job? And the other one is the radio show. So depending on what your needs are, you just make the proper selection. But I help find accountants, IT professionals at all levels, application development, infrastructure, big data. It doesn't matter. You know, my team of recruiters and I can find qualified talent in these highly specialized roles within IT, within accounting and finance, within legal, general office, administrative, clerical, and marketing. That's what we do at Pete the Job Guy. We find the people that either you can't find or it would take you too long or it would be too expensive to find on your own. You reach out to a staffing expert. And again, I've done it for 20 years here in Jacksonville. I'm not a staffing manager that's, you know, 1 year in and or maybe 6 months, or I've been doing this for a couple years. Next year, I'm going to do an analyst or I'm going to be something else. I've found my niche. And if you do the same thing over and over for many years, you become an expert at it. And I am an expert at staffing and recruiting. So please reach out to me. Again, Pete the Job Guy is the website. You can go right to it. It's so simple. Google up Pete the Job Guy or just put PeteTheJobGuy.com. You can reach out to me, and I'm happy to help in any way I can. I also highly suggest you link in with me on LinkedIn. I'm Pete Langlois, LANGLOIS. I put out a lot of information on my social media, and all my social media, it's at Pete Pete the Job Guy or Pete the Job Guy on Facebook. And the information I put out is helpful tips. And these tips will help you to be more effective and productive in your careers. And each day I put a little something different out. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that like and share, and maybe they comment on it, that it's it helps them through the day. So I'd love for you to be a part of that as well. This next part of the show is one of my absolute favorites, and Coach Larry O'Brien gives us a leadership lesson each week, and it helps managers to actually become effective leaders. And you know this darn well, that there's a big difference between being a manager and a leader. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Today's topic is on active listening. Today, I'm going to share some tips on how to demonstrate to the person who is speaking that you are listening. And you might think, you know, this is a bit of a boring topic, or it's just not that important. Or you may think, I'm a good listener already. The reality is that we tend to overestimate how well we listen. And there are some serious consequences if we don't listen well. So let me ask you, do you know when someone is not listening to you? How do you know? I clearly remember having a phone conversation with a former boss. I'd be talking, and then I'd hear ding, and then the keyboard would start clacking. So I would stop talking. Then she'd say, oh, keep talking, Larry. And then I'd keep talking, and I'd hear ding, and then more clacking and clacking and clacking. And so I'd stop talking, and she'd say, you know, just go on. And it didn't take long for me to realize that while I was trying to have a conversation with her, she was having a separate conversation with someone else over our instant messaging system. You may think that you're a great multitasker and that you can listen and do other things at the same time. The reality is, brain science tells us that we can only focus on one thing at a time. We think in a serial manner, meaning we go from one thing, then we do the next thing, then we do the next thing. And we also know that when you try to do multiple things at a time, you end up being less productive and effective because the stopping and the starting makes us lose momentum. I used to live off a highway where the stoplights were calibrated so poorly that I would have to stop at each light, even when it was at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it took me such a long time to get to my destination. One day, they recalibrated the lights so that I rarely had to stop at the lights, which made it a much easier drive, and I got to my destination quicker. That's what not multitasking is like. So tip number one for active listening, it's to set aside distractions when you are listening to someone. What message are you sending when you glance at the screen, your phone, or your watch? You're saying, at a minimum, that you have other things to tend to. And you are saying that what they have to say is not that important. And here's the impact. It takes away from their trust, and you may miss something important. By the way, we also tend to overestimate how trustworthy we are. So when someone needs your attention, give it to them and show them as well. Face them fully. Make and keep eye contact, but not in a creepy way. Nod your head, verbalize to show that you're tracking, and most importantly, stop looking at your phone and computer. Turn off the screen or close the laptop, and don't answer the phone or the IM. Just don't do it. Tip number two is to send them verbal signals that you are listening. Paraphrasing is something that is underutilized. Every once in a while, restate what they said, but put it in your own words. So if someone says, we have an issue with printing the TPS report, don't paraphrase by saying, it sounds like we have an issue with printing the TPS report. That's awkward. But further on in the conversation, you could paraphrase or summarize what you heard. For example, sounds like the accounting department feed is not populating the right fields in the TPS report. Is that right? Paraphrasing and summarizing have a couple of benefits. First, it shows the speaker that you're listening. Second, it shows that you are capturing the key information correctly, which makes it a more effective conversation. Tip number three is to be fully present. I get it. You have a lot on your mind. It may be the wrong time to have the conversation. And if it is the wrong time, you should say that. But let's say that you're going to have the conversation anyway. Do whatever you can to focus on what the person is saying. You may want to pause first to take a note or two on what you were just working on before the conversation. When I do that, that helps me relax, knowing that I won't forget something. Then I also like to take notes on the conversation. The act of note-taking by hand helps me listen more deeply to what the person is saying. Another tip is to be mindful of what's going on in the conversation and in your brain. When you find your mind starts to wander, recognize that and say to yourself, pay attention. This helps me get back on track, and there are plenty of tips on how to build the mindfulness muscle, and they're on the internet, so do some research. Some people tend to start thinking of solutions or what they are going to say next while the other person is talking. Again, be mindful of what's going on in your brain and refocus your attention to what they are saying. There are many aspects to active listening, presence, and mindfulness. So how did you do at listening to this podcast? What were the three tips? Well, just to summarize, they were to eliminate distractions, use verbal signals, like paraphrasing and summarizing, and being fully present.
Oh, another gem from Coach Larry. You know, I always say with listening, active listening, a lot of people think listening means waiting impatiently for your turn to talk. Someone's lips are moving and you're just, you know, you're scrolling through stuff and you just don't give them the attention. I love the way Coach Larry frames that up, tells a story. You got your three tips, guys. Make sure you put that into play. You'll be the better for it. I highly recommend you go to Mendoza and O'Brien and engage Coach Larry O'Brien. And, you know, he'll help put together a program customized for you. He's the best at it. And I highly endorse him. Larry's the man. Coach Larry is the man. And I'm so proud to have him as a weekly contributor on Hard Worker with Pete, the Job Guy. Guys, you know this show each week, every Sunday morning we come to you and I talk to you. I give you career tips and advice that'll help you to be more effective and productive. I tell you stories that will help you to stay on the proper career path, maybe help you land that next step in your professional career or deal with a difficult work situation. My guests always tell you some good things about themselves and their career journeys that should resonate with you and help you. I do this every Sunday morning because I am dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I'm here to help you. I'm a staffing expert, and I've run big companies. I mean, my last company, I built to almost $120 million annual revenue. I had 37 offices nationally and 400-plus employees. I built this, and I was there as the chief operating officer, and I was very, very proud. We successfully sold that company, and you know, very proud of the professional accomplishments I've had. But, you know, the biggest thing is along the way, I've helped a lot of people, and I continue to help people. You know, my undergraduate degree is in workforce education, you know, with an emphasis in curriculum design and development. But everything I've done in my career has been helping people. And I continue to do that. Some of the people I help are in their career search, perhaps. They're looking for that next step in their career, or they want to get closer to home or have better benefits or have a career track with the company or perhaps a better work-life balance. They need help finding that position or that company that offers the things that are important to them. And they reach out to me, Pete the Job Guy. They go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and basically click on a box that said, I'm in a career search. Help me. The other folks I help are companies that are looking for qualified applicants. And they're realizing in today's market to find really qualified people, especially for highly specialized roles, it takes a little something more than just placing an ad on the job boards. Okay? Because right now, with a labor shortage, or right now with unemployment in some of our professional job sectors, it's under 2% unemployment. That means just about everybody that has it, everybody that wants a job has a job in these things. So they're not actively looking. They're not looking at ads. They're not looking at your website to see what you have posted. You know, a lot of times they're not taking your calls. They don't want to be found or reached out to. But I'll tell you what, as a professional recruiter, this isn't an ancillary job for me. I'm not trying to close the books every month. And, you know, oh, by the way, I'm going to try to fill my own position while I'm doing my role, right? My job, 24 hours a day, but doggone it, when I'm working about 50 hours a week, it is to find these professionals that aren't looking. They're passive seekers, perhaps, or I find out what their motivation is, and I find out what would get you to consider moving to another job. What are your motivators? What are you looking for? You know, some people don't even know they have pain until they have a conversation with me. They don't know they have pain at their current job. And then we realize, you know, if the moon's aligned for you, what would it take? What would you want professionally that you don't have right now? You know, is your job perfect for you? It's not. What would make it perfect? And then in those conversations, I find that, wow, I might have, in my portfolio of clients that I represent, I might have an opportunity that gets that 8 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10. So what I say is, if you are an employer and you're looking to fill a position, a key position for you, yeah, I'm going to spend some time with you on the phone. I'm going to ask you, what's so great about your job? What is so special about your work environment? Oh, what's unique about it? Help me to sell your company on these applicants, on qualified people that aren't looking. Help me to entice them, and I can help craft that message for you. So it's pretty exciting. So, guys, PeteTheJobGuy.com is how you reach me. It's very simple, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I'll be happy to help you in any way that I possibly can. Now's a really good time to take a break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
Oh, what a great commercial from somebody that I deeply respect. Some people say, why Angie Staffing? Hey, you got your commercial, the person it's sponsoring is Angie Staffing. Doesn't that go against you? You're Pete the Job Guy and you do staffing. Well, Angie Staffing is Angie's my wife, doggone it, and she runs her staffing business. It's a woman-owned business. She is awesome at what she does. I highly recommend you call Angie at Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. Angie Staffing. She's awesome. Call her. Guys, this next part of the show is one of my absolute favorites. This is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. Now, listen, if you have an important event, you got a birthday, you have an anniversary, or you want to acknowledge somebody and recognize them on the air, Boston Danny does a shout out for them like only Boston Danny can. So if you have something that you want to recognize somebody, just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. You fill out the little shout out form like a lot of folks do each and every week. And we make sure that we give them a Boston shout out from Boston Danny like only Boston Danny can do it. With no further ado, let's get our Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hey, Jacksonville, Danny here. So, you know, I like to talk about the changing of the seasons up here, and this might be something entirely foreign to you people, but, you know, it's getting colder out. So, you know, up here, we got to kind of have two sets of clothing. You know, we have to have our winter clothes and we got to have our summer clothes because, you know, it's just so dramatic. We got 90 degrees, we got, you know, 10 degrees out. So, basically, I'm not sure how everyone else does it, but this is something that's been tried and true. We've been doing it in our family. So basically, we get some storage, you know, some Rubbermaid storage boxes, and, you know, one's winter clothes and one's summer clothes. So you got to go through your bureaus and all your stuff and your closet, and you pull out your summer stuff, your favorite summer stuff, and you put it away for the winter, and you take out your winter stuff from last year, see what still fits. You know, basically, you go through your wardrobe and, you know, you put that stuff in your bureau. You put your long underwear in. You get your jackets, your heavy sweaters, the stuff that the stuff that you've been enjoying for last year, the stuff that keeps you warm, all your favorites. And basically, you just do a switch out. So Cheryl and I did this weekend, and, you know, it's fun. You know, you put on the clothes You know, some things, you know, really, Danny, you're going to keep that. You've had it for 30 years. Well, I think it's time to give that a retirement. But, you know, it's just something that we do up here when the weather changes. It's, you know, down in Florida, you know, you really don't have to deal with the extreme changes. So you might not have to think about that. But up here in New England, you got to clean out your closets. Cheryl and I have a 2-year rule. We do, you know, all, even the stuff that we keep that isn't clothes and stuff like that. It's basically, you know, have I used it in the last 2 years or am I going to use it in the next 2 years? So that's pretty much my rule of thumb for keeping the house from getting cluttered up and all that fun stuff. But that's something that we do. We switch out our wardrobe. So that happened this weekend. Kind of makes me a little sad, but not so much because when it's 50 degrees out, you really don't want to be wearing your shorts anyway. So digging through your drawers, you can pick out what you want, get your nice warm, you know, brewing sweat outfit, like what we like to call the salty tuxedo, an Adidas tracksuit. You know, you get that one hung up in the closet, so when you want to get out, get all your favorite sweaters ready to go and just wait for the weather to start turning on you. So that's something we do up here, folks. I got your shout outs. You know, I love them. Please give them to me. We got happy birthdays. You know, I like to give you, everyone have a wicked pisser birthday, but we got a special one for the world famous Mark Kay, and that's from the entire team at Pete the Job Guy. You know what I mean? You're an inspiration to all of us, and you're always a giver. Keep it up, Mark. Thank you for all you do for everybody. Everyone has an affinity for you. I got a birthday wish for Rick Burnett and Jake Skinner. Guys, happy birthday. Remember, it's your day. Do it for yourself. Make those wishes, and they're definitely going to come through for you. And I have a very happy 30th wedding anniversary to James Chama and his lovely wife. Well done, folks. It's a quite a remarkable accomplishment. 30 years married and all the trial and tribulations that go through it. So, Jacksonville, brothers and sisters, have a happy Sunday. Make the most of it. Peter, I'll be in touch with you. Have fun.
Oh, Boston Danny. Now you know, everybody, if you're not a frequent listener of the show, you just heard Boston Danny, and you know why it's one of my favorite parts of this whole show, because it's great. My guest this week was Dr. Kim Bynum. I want to make sure, if you did not listen to the first part of the show, that you go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, click on the episodes tab, and you listen to that whole show in its entirety, because it is like nothing else. Dr. Kim Bynum from Navigate a Women's Tribe. Guys, that music tells us we're coming to the end of the show. You've just listened to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV.